This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A former Israeli nuclear technician is scheduled to be released next month after serving 18 years in an Israeli prison. Mordechai Vanunu was convicted in 1986 of revealing details of Israel's nuclear weapons program at Dimona. Nearly two decades later, Vanunu isn't promising to keep quiet, and a worried Israeli government is contemplating new restrictions on him once his sentence is served. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
It was a story that could have been adapted from recent headlines. Nuclear inspectors try to learn whether a Mideast country is working to produce weapons of mass destruction, but they run into repeated delays, obfuscations, and restrictions, and they come up with nothing. Only later does it become clear that vital evidence was concealed and a new member has joined the nuclear club. That was more than 40 years ago, and it was the young state of Israel deceiving American nuclear inspectors, according to Avner Cohen's book, Israel and the Bomb. Alone among the known nuclear powers, Israel has never formally acknowledged the possession or deployment of nuclear warheads, which is why analysts say the government was so horrified by the actions of Mordechai Vanunu. This junior technician at the nuclear reactor at Dimona in the Negev Desert had done the unthinkable. He'd sold pictures of the inner workings of the Dimona plant to the Sunday Times of London, upsetting Israel's delicate diplomatic posture of wanting the world to believe it is a nuclear power without actually saying so. Then Prime Minister Shimon Peres ordered Mossad agents to kidnap Vanunu from Italy. On his emergence after weeks of interrogation, he was vilified in the national press and convicted of espionage and violating a pledge of confidentiality about Dimona. On April 21st, Vanunu is supposed to be a free man, but Hebrew University professor Shlomo Aronson says that won't include the right to speak about forbidden nuclear subjects and may not even include the right to have a passport, because Israel has an ongoing interest in preserving the policy it refers to as nuclear ambiguity.
What we have done is to develop these things in order to be able to survive without threatening anybody, without making the issue public. The whole issue of publicity is decisive here. Everybody knows. No one is talking about it, except Mr. Vanunu.
Israeli media report that Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has rejected the most extreme recommendation to date, that Vanunu be held without charge under administrative detention. That policy is usually reserved for Palestinians suspected of terrorist activities. But Vanunu supporters are outraged that a man who serves his full sentence could still face additional punishment. Longtime anti-nuclear activist Gideon Spiro says the government is inflaming public hatred of Vanunu, creating what he considers the myth that this technician still has vital nuclear secrets to reveal.
What he had to say, he said to the Sunday Times, "We know today more than he knows. In the 20 years that he was sitting in prison, we got a lot of information. We know today where Israel is keeping, where Israel is storing its nuclear missiles," which he didn't know. So this is all kind of a vendetta.
As I said, it's an obsession.
Vanunu's former attorney, Avigdor Feldman, says Vanunu has become a kind of mythological figure to the military establishment, an enemy that must be fought to the bitter end.
They don't want to part from him, and there is no rational explanation to it.
Vanunu's brother Meir reports that Vanunu has no intention of reigniting the debate over Israel's nuclear program. He just wants to leave Israel and settle somewhere to teach history, perhaps in the U.S., where a Minnesota couple adopted Vanunu some years ago after he converted to Christianity. At a conference in 1996, Nobel Prize-winning nuclear scientist Joseph Rotblat compared Vanunu with atomic spy Klaus Fuchs, who was convicted of passing the blueprint of the Nagasaki bomb to the Soviet Union. Vanunu, who worked for no foreign government, is serving 18 years, including more than a decade in solitary confinement in a 6-by-9-foot cell. Fuchs, who spied for America's archenemy at the time, was sentenced to 14 years and released after 9. But if Vanunu's supporters believe the government is carrying out a vendetta against a whistleblower, Professor Aronson says many Israelis see Vanunu as at best misguided and at worst a bitter man out to harm Israel in any way he can.
Now, the issue is not exactly that of espionage. It's an issue of vengeance. It is not that Mr. Vanunu wants to save the world from the Israeli bomb. He wants to damage this country. He hates this country.
If Mordechai Vanunu is hoping to slip back into a normal life, that seems highly unlikely in the short term. Teams of his supporters hope to be on hand this April to ensure that whatever Israel has in store for him will occur in the public spotlight. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.